Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me Tuesday night. Rolling along right before soccer season, a week away. I have junior defender Abby Doherty from Middletown South. Abby, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
First, how's the team look so far preseason?
We're looking really strong. I'm really excited for this season, especially since last season was cut short, but really excited and hoping our season actually happens this year and doesn't get cut again.
APP just came out top 10. They have Middletown South fifth, I think.
Yes.
So that's a good start to the season. Yeah, a little higher than I would have had you guys, but but you know, either way, you know, all the top 10 teams, they're so close, you know. So special guest, my niece joining me today. So everyone knows Abby trains my niece once in a while. She is going to ask the first question.
How old were you when you first started playing soccer?
So when I first started playing rec soccer, I was 5, but started travel at 7.
Okay. So about the same as you.
I started rec a little before.
Yeah. Did you play any other sports when you were younger?
I played basketball when I was younger. It was like my dad played, so it made it really easy to – that was something that he always wanted me to do.
Anything else or just basketball and soccer?
Really just basketball and soccer. I mean, I like to try a bunch of different sports, but never actually played competitively for anything else.
Yeah, we'll touch on basketball, you know, and balancing soccer and basketball a little later. What if, you know, you brought up your dad with basketball. What have your parents meant to you as far as your development?
My parents have been huge with my development. Well, my mom actually played soccer and did cross country in high school. And then my dad played basketball and also played soccer for RBC before it was a varsity sport, when it was just like a club thing that they did. But my parents have been huge in my development. My dad pushes me every day. We work out constantly together. And my mom's always there, like on the opposite sides of things. When things don't go too well, she's always there. So they've been huge.
Now, since they both have a soccer background, do you go to them often with questions, or if you think you had a bad game, what you could do better? Or
yeah, so, well, my dad likes to freely share that. But I do go to him for a lot of things. My mom, I don't take her input on things well. I don't think sometimes she knows what she's talking about, even though she probably played soccer for longer than my dad did. I go to him for a lot of things.
That's funny. Growing up, who was a role model to you?
So my sister was a huge role model to me. Not really any reason for sports, but she just was always there for me. I always looked up to her because she did do gymnastics for a while, but then when she got to college, she decided not to do it in college. But she just was an overall like great person, and she was always like there. She decided to be a nurse practitioner for the longest time. I wanted to follow in her footsteps, but I do not want to do that anymore. But I always would go over to like her house when she got a house. But yeah, she was just like always there for me.
It's good to have an older sibling that you can look up to like that. Back to youth soccer. Do you remember who your first coach was?
My first coach was Jamie Gambale.
And was that directly in Middletown?
Yes, I played for Middletown Soccer Club when I first started.
And you said 7 when you started playing traveling?
Yes.
Do you know who your first coach was there?
That was my first coach.
Oh, okay.
I was there. For St. Mary's, I think it was my mom. My first coach there.
How did your coach like affect you, you know, when you first started playing traveling? How did they influence your game?
They were huge. I had a lot of trainers also come to practices, like Chrissy Haar. She was one of our trainers, and she would push us constantly. We'd be 7 and we'd be running X's, and we'd be running and running. And technically they pushed us to be the best, which I think has helped me so far. And then when I got to NJX, cause I moved to another club, when I was U11 after the age split, when they decided to do 05s and 04s, separately. I had Scott Lillette as a coach, and he really pushed me to become like, and know that I could go to the next level of playing soccer and to believe in myself, really.
And who is your current club team?
My current club team, I play for PDA.
And who's the head coach?
Mike O'Neill.
How has he influenced, you know, everybody? So people that are going to listen to this, Mike O'Neill is the Rutgers head coach, and he coaches at PDA as well.
He's been a huge impact. He pushes us every day to, just like he coaches his Rutgers team, he expects very high-level soccer from us, which is going to be easy transitioning to the next level. When I leave for college, it's going to be a lot easier because I'm used to being pushed as a collegiate athlete would be. And just the expectations level is there every single day.
Yeah, that, you know, once you graduate high school, that is going to be a, you know, huge advantage already having like the college, you know, system, you know, understand what to expect at the next level. All right, you want to ask the next question?
What's your favorite position?
Oh, that's a hard one. I've kind of played all over the place. My favorite position probably would have to be like outside back or like a holding mid. But since I started, I've probably played everywhere, including goalie when I was younger. So kind of been all over the place.
Goalie's not my thing.
No, not mine either.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
She got a big kick out of that. Right before we started, her sister walked in. And right when you were logging in, my sister texted me, "What did you say to her?" She's crying in the other room. I was like, "We didn't say anything." touch on basketball, you know, when you were younger a little bit. How old were you when you started playing basketball?
I was probably around the same age I started playing travel soccer.
So
I started playing like travel basketball.
Did you do AAU at all?
I did do AAU probably until I was around 13, maybe 14. It was really when I changed to PDA that I kind of chose like soccer is my main focus and that's what I need to be doing. So that's probably when I stopped playing AAU.
Who was your coach or what team did you play for AAU?
I played for, I think they were the New Jersey Hawks.
Oh, Central Jersey Hawks?
Yeah, that's it.
Was it Coach Mayo and them? I think Coach Mayo's.
I think he was there, but I had Doug Shaw as my coach. Oh, he's a great coach, great guy.
Yeah, he is. He just he was coaching at Central Regional. I think he just stepped down.
Oh, wow.
So how did you know? You said you did. You know, when you made the move to PDA, you kind of had to choose soccer. How did you balance the two sports before that?
That was really hard. There was weekends where I would have a soccer tournament and basketball, and I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna go do soccer, and then on the way home we can maybe stop by the basketball tournament. But it was definitely really hard with practices and schedules and school, and just it got to the point where you just had to set your priorities straight, and time management was huge. So at a young age, I probably started learning how to time manage really well.
And that's all going to benefit you when you get to the next level, balancing the schoolwork and, you know, soccer practice and all that. Moving to high school, you know, you're entering high school as a freshman. What goals did you set for yourself for soccer and also, just education wise?
So starting with education, I set pretty high goals usually for myself, and I want to achieve all of them that I set. So for education, like I just wanted to have good grades, and I knew that having good grades is also so important for college and just being successful. You have to have good grades and you have to push yourself to your fullest like extent. But for soccer, I set really high goals again. I wanted to become a starter as a freshman. I knew I could, and I just had to prove that. And winning short conference and state titles as a freshman would be huge. So I was like, that it would be pretty cool if I could do that as a freshman and make a huge impact like that.
Now, your freshman year, you know, that Middletown South team was pretty loaded. You won a sectional title, right?
Yeah.
How, first, describe that. How was it, you know, winning a sectional title? Because, you know, that's an accomplishment itself.
Yeah, it was crazy, honestly. I remember we took every game for its own game. And when we got to that game, we were finally like, this is our game. We deserve to win it. Like, we've came this far. Like, there's no way we're letting down now. And it was a great accomplishment as a freshman. And just for our team in general, that team was so close and so tight-knit that it meant so much to every single one of us.
Who did you end up beating to win the sectional?
Cranford.
Okay. And then you ended up, I'm skipping around a little bit, but then you played Ramapo, which has always been a powerhouse in the state, which that was a very close game, right? 4-3, I think they won.
They went back and forth. They'd score, we'd score. They'd score back and forth.
Just talk playing in a game like, you know, as a freshman playing in just that type of, you know, high stakes game, back and forth game, that, you know, that has to be exciting as a player, you know, not just for the fans.
Yeah, it was really exciting, very stressful. It was below freezing, I'm pretty sure, that game. The sites have been changed. Neutral site. Like, there was a lot of changes, a lot of emotions. People were very upset.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you just had to come out and put your best foot forward. And I felt like we all did that. It was unfortunate, the outcome, but it was great to see after the game how much everyone cared and how much we really did want it. Although it didn't go our way, we knew that we all put everything out there.
You know, being a freshman, you know, starting and, you know, playing on such a high level team, at any upperclassmen that you were able to lean on if you had like questions or issues?
So one would definitely be Katie Coyle. She was a junior, but she was a huge role in the program. Our team, it was crazy player. But she definitely helped me the most, and especially because she expected so much out of me as a player, because she knew I came from such like PDA background. She expected that I knew what I was doing, I knew what I had to do, and she pushed me really hard my freshman year.
What is something, you know, I was going to ask this for your sophomore year, but we were talking about Katie now. What is something you think, you know, she passed down to you?
Something she definitely passed down to me was just to put 100% effort out every single time you step onto the field. No matter if people are watching or not, you need to push yourself to the fullest, because it's only going to benefit you. And if you're not if you're trying to impress people, you're not going to achieve your fullest, because not everyone is watching you at all times. So you need to just hold yourself accountable, pretty much.
That's good advice. You know, her moving on to Notre Dame, you know, tells you, you know, type of player that, you know, she was. Last question for you, freshman year. You know, you beat RBC during the regular season, and then you meet in the semifinals. Just talk that series, and, you know, both games were very competitive, but, you know, unfortunately they got the better end when it probably meant a little bit more. Yeah. Just talk that series and playing a team like RBC, you think that helps prepare you for the state run that you had?
Oh, it definitely helped us 100%. First game was probably one of the like first games that we'd actually had like really good competition for. I remember the game was really tight. We scored and then they scored and then it was tied and it went into overtime. So we got that experience on how like you have to fight until that last whistle blows, no matter if you come out or on top or not, you had to put everything out there. And then during the short conference, it definitely was a tough game. A lot of emotions.
Yeah, it got a little chippy at the end of that game too. but I, you know, when I interview basketball players, and we always say, you know, playing such a hard regular season schedule just preps you for the state run, which is what matters. We'll touch basketball briefly. You know, we talked about balancing, you know, when you were doing AAU and, you know, PDA. How did you balance, you know, you played basketball your freshman year. How did you balance, that with soccer, you know, because you still got to be training for, you know, your club team as well?
It was definitely extremely hard. I'm thinking back to it, I don't think there was many things I did miss for soccer. I prioritized basketball games over soccer practices, and I tried to just make sure that even when I came home, if it was 8:30 at night and I had finished my homework and everything was done, I went downstairs and I did a couple touches against the wall to make sure I was still keeping my touches in up to date pretty much, because basketball did take a lot of time. It was, you were there after school, you might have a game, and then going out with people was definitely hard because your social life has to, like, it gets cut back when you have so much to manage.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of a backseat, wouldn't it? Which is a good transition, you know, to last season. A lot of players, you know, your players made a lot of sacrifices, not leaving your house because of COVID. You know, did you think the season was going to happen last season for soccer?
No, not at all. I didn't think it was going to happen. I really was upset about it too, because we had a great team. Didn't think it was going to happen. Thought we were just, our season wasn't going to happen at all. But I'm glad it did happen. It sucks that it got cut short for COVID, so they say. yeah, it did suck.
Yeah. We'll touch a little bit on that in a second. Now you play in a very competitive division with, obviously, when the schedule came out, everybody had Middletown South Freehold, you know, circled under their calendars. And then, you know, Manalapan, younger team, but they, you know, they surprised a few people and, you know, deservingly, you know, starting this season in the top 10. Talk those two Freehold games, because one went your way, the other one didn't. Both very exciting games. You know, the first game, Your team was trailing and then tied it and then scored very quickly in the first overtime, right? I think. So just talk those two games.
Thinking back to them, our first game was a crazy game. They scored pretty early on. We had to come back. I can't remember if it was 1-0 or 2-0, but we did come back. And it was crazy game. So many emotions. It's a very, every year it's a game to watch. No matter who the players are, I feel like it's a game that, just like Middletown North, we always get excited and we're ready to play that game. Especially because I have some teammates on that team. So it's always like that. And then the second game was really unfortunate, actually. Scored within the last couple of seconds of overtime too. So yeah, it was,
to me, it seemed both those games, you know, Freo came out strong, and then second half, you know, in both games, your team came out strong, and then, you know, they got lucky the second game, you girls were able to, you know, put them away the first game. Now you brought up, you know, the season ended very abruptly. What were your feelings when you found out that, you know, no postseason for you, no postseason for Middletown North, and it really, you know, and it wasn't because a soccer player got sick.
We were all so upset. Like, it was, for a couple of weeks, no one really got over it. It was the topic of discussion. No one wanted to believe that it actually was happening to us, because we were supposed to have such a great run in that Anchor conference that we did not think this was happening. We were like, there's no way that something like that would happen to us. There's a lot of emotions going on, a lot of phone calls. It was crazy.
I remember there was, you know, petitions going on, and, you know, even I think people that are just basketball people, they were even vocal that, you know, it's not fair, but, you know, it was a tough, you know, both Middletowns, Homedale, you know, a tough situation. And, you know, I not involved in those meetings. Don't understand what they were discussing, but, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, move on, makes you stronger. Do you think everything that happened in the past year, you know, I think you kids are such advantage because last year, 2 years ago, school, all of a sudden you're in school one day, you got to adjust to home learning. Do you think that helps you for when you get into college, you know, where all of a sudden things change that unexpected and you have to readjust yourself?
Yeah, I think it definitely did. So my freshman year was when everything pretty much got shut down towards the end of the year. And then, so starting my sophomore year, I went back, I think, for about 2 weeks. And then the rest of the year, I was fully virtual. Mm-hmm. And I personally loved it. I liked being home. I liked having my own pretty much schedule because in the mornings, you'd have stuff. And then in the afternoon, by like 11:40, you were done with school. So I had a lot of time to train personally. Mm-hmm. But I think it's prepared me because that's how college is. You have to be accountable. You have to make your classes. Like, no one's telling you, oh, you got to make sure you're walking to this class on the right time. Like, you have to hold yourself accountable.
Yep. Yeah. And the basketball players I interviewed at the end of last year, that's why I said to them, I go, this is going to give you a good advantage. You get a little bit of head start learning how to time management, because college, they give you a syllabus and that's it. You know, you gotta do it yourself.
Yeah.
Now going into this season, what is something you're looking to improve upon?
For me personally, getting into the attack more, probably. Mm-hmm. Scoring more goals, having more assists, just being a great teammate overall for the underclassmen, since now I am an upperclassman, which is crazy to say. But just being like that role model that someone can look up to, or like, if you have a question, you can always come and like ask.
That was going to be a question in a little bit. What are some things you hope to pass down to the underclassmen?
That's hard. probably just like work ethic. You want to put like 100% out there all the time. And also don't be afraid to ask people. If you're confused on something, like, just ask. Another thing is probably just like having that positive attitude. And if someone does say something to you on the field, it's never meant to be like a negative thing. Even it might sound negative. We're always just trying to like get everyone involved and get everyone to play their best. So that I learned very early on, that like, it's never supposed to be negative. It's always supposed to be positive. So
that's what a lot of people, you know, if a coach yells at you as well, you know, don't take it personal. They just, they can see more out of you than, you know, you're doing. What are you think some team goals this year? I mean, Katie graduated and everyone knows the impact she is on the field. Who do you expect to take her role on the field? And what are some goals you think the team has?
Taking her role on the field, probably just our captains all coming together can make a huge impact and being that vocal presence on the field. Mm-hmm. Actually on the field, I have been playing a little bit of center mid. So I've been playing kind of like forward center mid and a little bit of outside back. So in the season, it will be more deciding on like what game. And then, sorry, I don't remember the rest of that question.
what goals the team has?
Oh, so goals the team have, we want to make a run in probably the short conference, win a division, state title, maybe not a state title, but we'd like that. Just setting really high goals for us this year, since our season did cut last year. We want to pick up right where we left off and go stronger than we could have.
How has Coach Barry helped you in your development?
So I actually had her as my teacher in seventh grade. So I remember I'd come in, we'd talk about soccer, and then like when I graduated eighth grade, I went and saw her before graduation. She was like, can't wait for you in high school next year. And like, we had a really good relationship from early on. And I still have a great relationship with her. I can really tell her anything like soccer related. Like, I can just go up to her and be like, here's my opinion on something. But she's helped me so much. She's been such a positive like outlook on things for me.
And it looks like she has fun. You know, I see, you know, every year the costume, preseason costume, which, you know, I guess it's a tradition. I don't know if she started the tradition or not, but
I think it was from when she went to school.
So, and that's always a plus too, you know, when former players come back and coach, bring back some traditions and stuff. She just seeing everything, and you know, she's always, you know, posting the accolades. You know, she just seems like a real, you know, supports her team, which is great.
On and off the field.
That's, you know, and that's great that you could go up to her with, you know, give your opinion, and because a lot of coaches, they don't, you know, they don't want to hear it, but you know, yeah, that's,
she cares about us a lot.
You have some rapid fire questions before we. What's your favorite movie?
Probably like Elf.
Elf.
Yeah.
TV show.
Love Island.
Okay, that's new, right?
It's a pretty new show, yeah.
Favorite school subject?
Math or science.
Favorite number?
17 or 13.
How about favorite food?
Oh, I kind of like everything.
That's me. I don't really have a favorite food either.
Yeah, I'm not really picky.
Favorite band or song or musical group?
Oh, God. Really not.
Or genre.
I like all genres. I really like country, though.
Last question for this. Something you enjoy doing when you are not doing soccer and schoolwork?
Probably just hanging out with my friends. A lot of time we'll get, like, lunch and, like, go out. Or love the beach since we're so close. So those are definitely the two topics.
The advantage of being in the Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk future. What are some things you're looking at with, you know, visiting colleges and stuff? Is like location, size, that kind of stuff?
When I'm looking at colleges, more not the location, but like the size. So I want like a medium to large school.
Mm-hmm.
I want a great campus, like environment. Just like a positive, like campus that everyone's welcome, and my degree that I want to study in is very important. So if they have that, it's just, that's what's probably going to make me like go towards that school over another school.
That was going to be my next question. Do you know what you want to study?
I do. I want to study communication sciences and disorders, which would lead me to become a speech pathologist.
That seems to be a more popular, you know, more and more kids, my age. I only know one person who did it. My best friend's cousin does that, and it's impressive. You know, I know my younger niece, she goes to speech classes and stuff, and you have patience. I wish you luck. That's a good field, and it seems like a more popular field.
Yeah.
Than compared when I was younger.
Yeah, so a lot of schools have an undergrad program, but if they weren't to have an undergrad program and they just have a graduate program, another thing that I'd be interested in is special education. So those are my top two.
Ever think about coaching on the side too?
My mom actually brought that up the other day. She was like, I could see you being a coach. I don't know what we're talking about, but she said that to me. It's definitely maybe a possibility.
Now, do you think you'd be more of a coach or more of a trainer?
Probably more of a trainer. I feel like.
I mean, you do, when you know, train Jill, you do a great job.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the people don't really, you know, there's a big difference from being a trainer and a coach.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I noticed that, you know, on the basketball side too, you know, there's a big difference. Last question, then I'll let you go. What advice would you give your younger self?
My younger self, for like soccer advice I'd give myself, was just to believe in yourself, really, at a young age. Like, developing confidence on and off the field is just huge. Knowing that no matter what you choose to do, you're going to achieve it if you put your best foot forward, and just knowing that you're good enough to do anything you want, just believing in yourself, really.
You know, that's big. You know, you got to have, you know, confidence, you know, because if you down on yourself, you could see it, you know, I see it affect people on the court, on the field. So that's great advice. Abby, thank you for joining me today. One week away. Can't wait for the season. Actually, 1 week from today.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who do you girls open up with?
We open up with Long Branch.
Long Branch. Okay. Should be a win.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't gone through your schedule too thorough. I actually went through the first weeks to see where what games I'd be going to, but so a lot of good matchups this year. Yeah. So hard, you know, schedule. What's that?
I said we have a pretty hard schedule, packed schedule actually.
It's, and do you think it's better, you know, last year because of COVID, you know, they basically did the home and away with the same teams. Did you like playing the same teams twice, or do you like it better where it's spread out, you play your division once and then you get to see, yeah, you know, other teams?
I like, yeah, it a lot better not playing back to back, especially because if something happens in the game before that, you definitely have a target on your back the next game, and it's a lot easier to adjust, I feel like.
Yeah, a coach last year when I interviewed a coach, he said the biggest difficulty he saw, say you win 8-0 or you lose 8-0, only one day in between, how do I get my team to forget about, you know, whether it was a really bad game or, yeah, you know, and which is a good point. Because even in the past, when they did play each other twice, you played early in the season and then end of the season. It wasn't, you know, same week. So, you know, it's tough to make adjustments that quickly. So, yeah. All right, Abby, I'll let you go. Thank you for joining me today and good luck this season.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.